Hello, and welcome to Season 3 of the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. I am still your host, Phil Recheck. In this season, I'm doing something a little different. I'm trying to become a better public speaker by writing and recording a new speech every day for 30 days and posting it to YouTube. This is the audio version of that attempt that I'm calling a Speak 30 Challenge. But as always, I'm trying to make the world a better place, one conversation at a time.
This is Speak 30 Challenge. This is day 17. I call this one Land Yacht. Winter is upon us again. Every year after the first snowfall, we all need to reacclimate ourselves to winter driving. You would think that it would still be fresh in our memory because it seems like just a few weeks ago, last year's winter ended here in the frozen tundra of Wisconsin. We need to remember those safe driving habits, like driving slower or slowing down as you come into intersections, and an increased awareness of the other guy out on the road. This is a story today about one winter when I was the other guy out there on the road and how it ultimately meant the demise of a beloved vehicle that I referred to as the Land Yacht. I need to back up a little bit. It was early summer 2012, and we were planning a trip to Texas in August. But we had some problems. See, I didn't want to spend the money to fly down to Texas and then rent a car and all of that. And our minivan that we had was getting up there in miles and didn't have a working AC, and we wouldn't trust it taking it on a long road trip. We knew a new vehicle was in our future, but I still thought that our minivan still had a little bit of life left in it, and I didn't want to go through the hassle of buying a new minivan. As we pondered what to do, one day we were driving down a country road, and there before us, the solution to our problems. Parked on the side of the road with a for sale sign in the window, it was a 2000 Lincoln Town Car. Now, I'm 6'5", and we have 3 kids. At that time, 2 of our kids still required those clunky booster seats. And I needed some leg room if we were going to be going on a long cross-country trip. For those of you not in the know, if you have a family and you have 3 kids, there really aren't many good options out there in terms of vehicles. But this baby checked all the boxes. I've never been a huge car guy. My favorite kind of car has always been one that runs consistently and is paid off. This was a good-looking car, though. And so began the era of family vehicles known as the time with the Land Yacht. Ah, the storied Lincoln Town Car was a remarkable car. She, and I want you to know it's appropriate to call the Lincoln Town Car a she because she was a land yacht. She was a beautiful car. She was older, but she had low mileage because the old lady that we bought her from had just driven her in Florida and she'd never seen a winter. It was the kind of car that would inspire people to say, boy, they don't make cars like that anymore. And people would randomly come up to me in parking lots, want to see and touch the leather interior inside of her, want to look inside of the cavernous trunk. Speaking of the trunk of this car, this vehicle has long been popular, at least as far as I'm told, with the mafia, because it's said that you can fit 6 bodies inside of the trunk of a Lincoln Town Car. Even the downsides to this car were part of her charm. Like, I needed to completely reorganize my garage so that I could pull her in just far enough that my garage door would be closed. Or the pride I took with both of the miles per gallon that she got while driving in the city. We all had a wonderful drive down to Texas. The kids had plenty of leg room. We were able to bring all of the luggage we wanted. The car was so smooth. It was like riding on a stick of butter all the way down there. Man, she was a good-looking car. We started to realize why this vehicle hadn't, nor probably shouldn't, have ever seen a winter. Rear-wheel drive. That combination with a mostly empty large trunk meant this car had no traction on icy Wisconsin roads. We quickly came to fear even small hills during the winter driving this car, especially if you stopped on a hill trying to go up a hill from a dead stop. More than once, I was forced to veer back and forth on a hill looking like an Indy car driver trying to warm up its tires before the start of a race in a desperate attempt to hit some drive pavement so hopefully could make it up the hill. But still, I defended her to the last. I would tell my wife, you just need to drive a little bit slower, or just need to plan your trip more carefully, like avoid hills. And all vehicles slip on the ice. It doesn't matter. Then, one fateful day in January, I was driving into work after a light snowfall. Of course, I was feeling pretty good heading in, as I imagined all the people that were looking at me on the road saying, wow, that's a good-looking car. As I moved into take a right turn to go from Claremont Avenue onto Hastings Way, I was perhaps driving a bit too fast. But understand, now based on the roads and the fact I was in the land yacht, means anything over 3 miles per hour was probably too fast. As I was coming around the corner, I actually did a full 360 turn and then started careening off over this curb and into a parking lot. This is also when I learned that traffic lights are designed to easily topple as I clipped a street light and it fell across the whole road. Luckily, no one was injured except my sweet land yacht. Unfortunately, she was totaled. My hope for this speech was twofold. First, I hope it is a reminder that winter driving is upon us and you need to take additional care and caution on the roads. You also need to look out for the other guy doing unpredictable or erratic things out on those icy roads. The second, and perhaps the more important lesson from my speech today, is every time you see a late model Lincoln Ford, a land yacht, driving down the road, take a minute and admire it and think to yourself, that's a good-looking car. Thank you.